Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Oh, well,
I think we said family stuff.
Yeah, and that's what
and
it
I,
is.
And then I said, shut up, get off him. I don't want to hear it.
All right, so some tried to get on me a little bit.
Of course.
Yeah. But I love my job. I love you. I love Evan. I love the station. I love what the Warriors are doing. Stoney, we got game
two. Did they have a game already?
No, they got one tonight. I rewatched the game where I was at watching it.
Yep.
And I'm just...
Okay, did you get... You know, sometimes when you watch something a second time, you get a... You get a different perspective, did you?
No. I'm coming in here, and I hate that I don't have appropriate fear. Stoney, the Rockets are outclassed. It's okay. They're a great story. They play hard. But until I see it, man, the Golden State Warriors have a hierarchy. It starts with Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler, and it's been amazing. I look at the young Rockets, and I'll say this to you. What did I say about the Warriors when I said whenever the playoffs end, how they lose, they'll be able to look in the mirror and say, we need to go to the basketball Walmart and get that. That's where the Rockets are at. But I don't need to see three or four or five more games to tell you, Matt Stamets, that the Rockets don't have what they need. That guy on the offensive end that can turn that great defense into points. And I just think they're outclassed. And the Warriors didn't play a perfect game. And they got out-rebounded by, 22? But they still won because they have an identity. The Rockets don't. And, Stoney, that's what's going to be the death of the Rockets.
Well, I have an identity. They may not have an offensive go-to guy, but they do have an identity. And it's defense. And it's hustle. And it's physicality. Can I offer a little caution?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I know I'm...
I think we gotta... Be very careful after one game. I think it's got to be very careful. I'm watching the Lakers last night.
Okay, talk to me. I watched.
They didn't look good game one, and they come back yesterday and even the series.
Luka's depressed.
Why?
He didn't want to leave Dallas. But go ahead.
No, I mean it's so you know that and the Lakers game last night didn't even come close to resembling the Lakers game one.
Right.
The Timberwolves shot 50% from three game one. They couldn't make a shot game two. Stuff happens is all I'm saying.
No, I'm with you. Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking at that series and it's too slow. It's just about the Rockets. Like, Stein, if I told you what adjustments do the Warriors need to make, you know, I don't know if you need to make any. You would like some more bench production. I get that. But Moody, who you guys had on yesterday, Stoney, made his shots in the fourth quarter that were huge. Pods had double digits. So I'm just going to look at you right now, and I think that could get it done again. Obviously, you don't want to get hammered on the boards. But, you know, I just think they're better
Rockets
than the
favorite.
Houston Rockets.
So I got to believe, knowing you, you know, I don't think I'm telling...
I like to play the ponies.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he going to jump on the Warriors
tonight?
No
doubt about it.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. And I mean that sincerely.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of with enter the Draymond. Let's not quite get ahead of ourselves.
Okay, I got you.
I'm not telling anybody not to be optimistic.
And I know the team is not feeling like me, but if they are, they can't say it. But, Stoney, I picked the Warriors in five. I think if they get tonight, this thing might go four.
All right. Let's see if they get tonight.
No doubt about it. DJ Quick, tonight.
Because you know what I always remember?
Two years ago. Yeah, don't bring it up.
I remember 2 years ago, Warriors were down 3-1 to the Lakers. Game five was at home. And people were saying, hey, I just tell you what, don't let the Warriors win game five. And then they go back to L.A., they win one game, and they go home. There was a game six.
Yeah.
And the Warriors were never in it.
Yeah. All right. But that falls under hope. Real quick, Stoney, I thought you were going to when we saw, and Willard thinks you were the only one singing that day, that Friday. And don't stop, believe it, dude. And we sung it all show, and they got their ass kicked at home by the Kings. That's where I thought you were going.
No. All right. So you know, when I was a young boy, I played some tennis. And I used to play with a kid named Drew Gilfillan.
He's too old.
And he was significantly better than me. Anyway, we were playing tennis. Yeah. And the courts were full.
15 love.
But we were playing. And at 3 o'clock, a group of gentlemen came and said, guys, we want to play. And we said, okay. And, you know, so you guys got to get off.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, well, all right. And they're like, you know, it's after a certain time, it's adults only or adults have preference. We just say, okay. And we left. And I'll never forget this gentleman named Ron Limpus.
What a name.
And Ron said to Drew and I, Ron said to Drew and I, he said, you know, you did the right thing because they do have first dibs on that. But I want you youngsters to understand something. You always have the right to question. You always have the right to question. If you don't understand something, yeah, it's okay to ask questions. Ask why something's happening. Now, with the spirit of that in mind, I'm going to question a belief that I believe is pervasive among Warriors fans.
I'm all ears.
And it's this. Because I'm listening yesterday, and there's just so much talk about physicality, clutching and grabbing, manhandling. All those words are being used. All right? And the assumption, Goo, is if officials let them play...
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It hurts the Warriors. And I'm here to tell you, I disagree. I flat out disagree that a certain kind of whistle puts the Warriors at a disadvantage. And here's why. If a game is being, if teams are allowed to play and physicality is a big part of the game will still go to the players with more skill and more ability to execute and more decisive than the other team.
Yeah.
And for every, dare I say, for every time Steph Curry may get clutched or grabbed, you must acknowledge that on the other end, Draymond Green benefits in a monster way from allowing that same physicality. Because Draymond Green is a player who gets away with a lot of physicality. And I'm not here to hate on Draymond. I'm here to tell you that the two players right now, I'm here to tell you that the three players right now on the Warriors, Curry, Butler, and Green, actually are better than the Rocket players when it comes to physicality. Jimmy Butler can play through contact.
Hello.
He loves contact. If he's not getting to the line, chances are he still might be finishing. And if they're not giving Jimmy Butler calls and they're not giving the Rockets the same, you know, the Rockets are being held to the same standard, the same whistle, Butler's going to kind of win the battle because he's better at playing physically. Similarly with Steph, we've seen this for years and years and years. Take a look at Steph right now. The guy is put together. He's strong as hell. Like, he is benefiting on defense when he guards Jalen Green because he's stronger than Jalen Green. Yeah. And he actually is more physical defensively than vice versa than Green on him.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.